Pinchas' liberal protest when it comes to Kavana Saregel, the same animals indeed are used. And Rashi quotes the name of the Medrash Rabba, and later Rabbeinu Moshe Hadarshan, that why is it that these animals can eged the avos Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? The par represents the chesed of Avram Avinu. The ayil, of course, is the gvura of Akedas Yitzchak, and the kvasim, that is reminiscent of Yaakovinu. And where indeed do you see that that's true? That that should be a basis of the karbanos of the Nesiim, and indeed the doros, the karbanos, haregel, v'hakisovim, hifrid, Yaakov. That Shabbos is Kriyas HaTorah. Yaakovinu divided the assets, divided the animals. This was his, this belonged to Lavan, and that is the karban which is brought at the time of the Nesiim and the time of each and every Yantiv. One could easily understand that when we speak about the legacy of Avram Avinu, we speak about the chesed, the amud ha-chesed, that's clear. And when we speak about Yitzchak, the gvura of Akedas Yitzchak, maybe somewhat surprising that when we think of Yaakov Avinu, we speak about a division of assets, which animal was his, which animals belonged indeed to Lavan. And sometimes in our mind, we can underplay that example. When we think about a matzeva, many different Marmari Chazal, many different psukim, but you probably would not put that pasuk of Aksavim Hifrid Yaakov as being the legacy, the life statement of an individual. But maybe that really is not the case at all. We shouldn't underplay that virtue and that value. You know, when you look in the Rambam and Perek Gimel of Hilchus, the Rambam speaks about the honesty, the integrity, the virtue of Yaakov. You know. There in Hilchus, the Rambam writes, you're a worker, you have to serve b'kol cholcha. You have to give it your all. You have to absolutely invest. You know, you go through Shas, it's amazing. Halacha after halacha. Some don't fully apply b'zman hazeh. Things a poel is not allowed to do under certain circumstances. You know, the sugya in Brachos Tev Tazayin, poel has a suda. He doesn't say the full benching, an abridged benching. You're working for someone and a Talmud Chacham comes nearby, Kedushin Lamed Gimel, you're not allowed to stand. You know, halachos and Shulchan Aruch that you can't show up to work tired. You can't show up to work hungry. You know, a possibility of a tefilas havineinu, Shulchan Aruch Kuf Yud, maybe after daven in a bridge, Shmon Esrei. Mishnah Brewer discusses these details, but it tells you something about the striking worth ethic. And the Rambam writes that the work ethic that is true to the Torah Hashem, that is what you see exemplified by Yaakovinu, Vaksovim, Hifrid, Yaakov. It's very, very rare, but that's where the Rambam uses the term of Yaakov HaTzadik. Yaakov HaTzadik. Hardly at all found in the Rambam. You know, there is a Mishnah, Nedarim and Daf Lamed Aleph, that uses the term Moshe HaTzadik. We always refer to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Mishnah uses the term Moshe HaTzadik. When the Rambam quotes that Mishnah in Hilchos Mila, the Rambam writes Moshe Rabbeinu. When the Rambam discusses the Shalshalas HaMesorah in the very beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that Yaakovinu was able to transmit the Mesorah Hashem to the Shiftei Ka, the Rambam uses the term Yaakovinu. But when it comes to the work ethic of Yaakovinu, that is the place where the Rambam writes Yaakov HaTzadik, Yaakov HaTzadik. There was an old Sefer Musar, Kav HaYashar. You take a look at the very end of Perek, Nun Beis. It's not so much learned as Manazeh, but that was a significant work. He writes that you should realize Iker Hayira Vahatzitkus, the real measure of Yira Shamaim, and the real measure of Tzitkus Hu Bamam. It's how you deal with Vaksovim Hifrid Yaakov. How do you deal with day-to-day interactions? Do you cut corners in business? Do you compromise in honesty and integrity? And maybe it shouldn't be surprising that yes, that was the Chanukah Samizbeach, and that was the Karbanos that are offered, the Doros, the Chesed of Avram Avinu, the Gvur of Yitzchak, and the honesty and integrity that you see when it comes to Yaakovinu. He had every excuse, after all, to be able to cut corners. After all, his employer was Lavan. Asara Monim, as Rashi writes, 100 times he switched the deal with Yaakovinu, but nonetheless, that's no excuse for you to act in any other way than with absolute honesty, absolute integrity. Rav Slavichik pointed out that
L'man nechda me'oshet yadeinu. It's an unusual phrase that we invoke of all times, but Tfilas Nila, more than once, twice in Tfilas Nila. We daven Takadosh Baruch Hu for the ability to, you know, we should speak about Chazara B'tshuva and Amunna and Bitachon. L'man nechda me'oshet yadeinu. We should be able to withdraw our hand from any manifestation of Gezel, of oppression. It's somewhat surprising that that should be the statement when it comes to Tfilas Ne'ilah. On one level, it's clear that, yeah, Inyan Mamon is an important indicator of who a person is, honesty and integrity. I remember Rav Soloveitchik said just a magnificent chiddush that, you know, if you take something that's yours and you misuse it, you abuse it, it's She'ela Shalomidas. And you know, Hanashamalach, V'haguf Shalach, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us certain traits and certain talents and certain kochos and nefesh that we're obligated to develop and to use for Avodas Hashem, to use to Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. And if we use it for any other purpose, the Rav suggested that's called Oshek Yadeinu. That's a misappropriation. A misappropriation. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you certain gifts. You're in the yeshiva. You're in the environment. You have to use these kochos for Avodas Hashem. And if you use it for something else, you know what? That's dishonest. That's not a person of incredible integrity. But it's amazing, the Poshup Shat really means that yes. And sometimes we don't value honesty and integrity and a work ethic to the extent that we absolutely should. So maybe not at all surprising. That is the Rambam's formulation of Yaakov HaTzadik. And therefore this was incorporated into Malas Avosham Yashuvu regarding the Chanukah Sanasim. And this is part of all of the Karbanos HaRegel to make sure we understand the Amar HaChesed, the Midas HaGvura, but yes, we understand the honesty and integrity of Yaakovinu as well. That's something which is critical in so many aspects of our Avodas Hashem. To be honest in terms of our Ben'am Lamakom, to be honest in terms of our Ben'am Lachaveru, critical, critical components. These are things that we have to work on holistically as being B'nai Yeshiva, as B'nai Torah, that no doubt that wonderful issues that we had in terms of Esek B'Torah, and wonderful opportunities in terms of the achdus of our entire tzibur, our yeshiva. These are things that we have to build on. And as I mentioned this morning, a tremendous sense of nachas ruach for the participation of the yeshiva in so many of these initiatives. Tomorrow, Bezer Hashem, we'll be able to go on our trip together. I urge all of you to sign up and to participate. It's an incredible opportunity to be able to learn together, to be able to interact together. It's a time for incredible chizuk and times to be able to develop further the achdus of who we are as a yeshiva. These things should not be taken in any sense for granted. These are trying times for Knesset Yisrael, times that I think one has to embrace emuna and bitachon, and many of these shurim that you'll hear over the course of the day will be devoted to those aspects with Mar Makomos in a very lumdish way, the Midah of Emunah, the Midah of Bitachon, how the mitzvahs Hashem inform our Emunah and Bitachon, and a difficult balance. How do we balance Emunah and Bitachon, the Midah of Emunah, with the Chiyuv of Hishtadlus, that people have to exert effort in life? You can't just sit back and take the ride. No, you have to exert tremendous effort. And how do you balance that with appropriate Emunah and Bitachon? I urge all of you to come in what hopes to be an incredible outing together with the yeshiva, with your Rebbeim. It's something that I think could be very, very meaningful. And Bezras Hashem, to come back with a sense of passion, enthusiasm, as we embark on holistically the Avodas Hashem. But recognize, Avodas Hashem has many different components. Beisek B'Torah, Chesed, Gvura, but the integrity of Yaakovinu is something that also reigns supreme, and not at all surprising that, yes, V'haksavim, Hifrid Yaakov, becomes incorporated into the Avodas HaMikdash and to our expression of each and every yantar.